Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you right back. God bless you. I'm sharing on Exodus 3. I understand that today is the last service in the month of July. We're going to pray together in August. So we're going to have 3 years fasting and prayer. Refresh. And your life will not remain the same. How many will come? Okay. I want to start from Exodus chapter 3, verse 3, because of time. Then Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, where the Lord does not burn. The thing happening to the burning bush here was exactly what the people God was sending Moses to were going through. They were in Egypt. For 430 years, their family had been in slavery. But the more the mountain pressure on them, the more they multiplied. So the fire was on the bush, but the bush was not consumed. I pray for you, in the name of Jesus, you will not be consumed. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? In Job 37 verse 14, listen to this, O Job. We stand still and consider the wondrous things, the wondrous works of God. What we did was we stood still. Moses could not walk by. He had to stand still to see. There's fire burning the bush, and the bush is not consumed. Somebody here, you've been going through some things. People are waiting to watch you collapse. This is a prophetic service. It's not a normal service. But you are still here. Tap your neighbor. Three people, tell them you are still here. Despite all you've been through, in the name of Jesus, you'll become a wonder. Let me pray for you the way I've always prayed for you. People have read the Bible, they didn't understand it. You shall be the Bible people will understand. Job said, I've heard about you with the hearing of the ear. Now I see you. When people see you, they hear your testimony, they will understand the Bible better. Somebody here, people will run out of this church because of your testimony. If you believe it, let me hear a threefold amen. You will stand out. In Psalm 111, Psalm 111, I'm reading from verse 2. Psalm 111, Lord works, the works of the Lord are great. Studied by who? By all, including the atheist, who claim they don't know that God exists. Who have pleasure in them? Verse 2, I'm going to verse 4. His work is honorable and glorious. If it's from God, it has to be honorable. So, Exodus 3 didn't describe what Moses saw. At least you've not meditated on that scripture enough. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. If I have time, I will read to you what God said to Moses. Why he decided to show up at that time. I pray for you. Some things were not possible before. You have entered into your realm of possibilities. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Let me quickly tell you that Moses sensed his calling. He understood it. He refused to be called, according to Hebrews, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But he tried to do it by calculating. You know, Abraham said to Sarah, Sarah said to Abraham, maybe God is trying to help you. When we sing songs like, "Is God by Himself?" We're trying to tell you, you tried some things that sometimes it wasn't possible. When God comes down, when his hand is strong upon the circumstance, it is strong. There are some things you've tried, maybe in Abuja here, maybe in Lagos, maybe in Port Harcourt, Ilori. Maybe you're in any campus. You tried, it didn't work. But I'm here to let you know, in the month of August, if I be a man of God, you will know by the testimonies you hear. You will do them and they will be possible for you. The first thing about Moses was, they asked him a question. Who made you a leader? Who is the person who made you a leader among us? I never thought about it. He ran. And not for 2 years, not for 10 years, not for 30, for 40 years. God was telling him. So the fact that God is delayed does not mean that God does not want to give you that thing. I told you this is a prophetic service. Thank God for the things I will share from the word, but I am deliberate at what I'm speaking. Who made you a leader? I never thought about it. He even killed an Egyptian. You want to kill us like he killed the Egyptian you killed yesterday? He tried to move in his strength. Are you listening to me in Lugbe? Are you listening to me in Maraba? Are you listening to me in Gwanimba? In Port Harcourt, are you listening to me? In Lagos, are you paying attention? I'm not mincing words. I'm speaking. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, impossibility will become possible. The first thing he did was he faced rejection. People who were sent to rejected him. It was as if God was not with him, but God was pulling the strings. Any information you are privy to, anything you heard, is because God wants you to hear it. Anything you know is because God wants you to know it. And it's because he has gone ahead of you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, when all these are over, only you and God will be standing. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. How could God use Moses? Maybe you've not thought about it. Voodoo was in the house where he grew up. Magic. When he came back and Janis and Jambres began to do magic, that was what he grew up with. That was what he believed. He believed in God, but he also believed in magic. God had to made him to stay near a priest. He knew how to stand between God and man. Now, this man's church was not as big as his own. But he had to learn for how many years? 40 years. He was counseling. Oh, so voodoo is wrong. So magic. He made his mistakes. He was being prepared to be the next Pharaoh. How would he not be introduced to voodoo? Bible didn't explain that to us because that does not matter anymore. For 40 years, God was cooling him. Some of you thought you knew God 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But if you look back today, you will know that God has revealed himself to you. Therefore, let impossibility become possible. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Second thing I noticed, it was not Moses that determined the timing. It was God that said, it's time and I've come down. When God has come down, it's different from when he's talking to you from where he is. When it's time, it is time. For somebody here, not everybody, it is time. You heard that brother's testimony? How he moved to Estonia. It was time. It was time. You don't hear that testimony and say, tomorrow I'm going to. If it's not your time, what will you do? It is time. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as you enter into August, let me pray myself, it will be a new beginning. 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 If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Exodus 3, I'm reading from verse 8 to 10. Very short reading. So I've come down. It's time to deliver them out of the hand of Egypt. They've cried. They've done everything. When it is time, it is time. Now it's not up to God. Don't hear what I'm not saying. You are sensing it that it's time. You know it that it's time. And to bring them up from the land to a good land and a large land. A land flowing of milk and honey. And to a place of Canaan, of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites. If you look very well, you'll see Jebusites. And now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. And I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians have oppressed them after 430 years. He's just seen it. Verse 10. Come now. Okay? It was God that invited Moses. It was not his thoughts. It was not his imagination. Please follow what I'm saying. Too many people have failed. Too many people have struggled. Too many people have said, I thought I heard God. And they didn't hear God. It was just their mind. God is the God who will tell you what will happen in 20 years' time. Now. When it's time, it is time. It tells you because if he's prepared something for you, he will prepare you for that thing. Come now. Therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh. It wasn't him that wanted to go to Pharaoh. It was God that wanted to send Moses. That was why everything he did was above Pharaoh. He had confidence because God sent him to Pharaoh. For somebody here, God will send you. I say God will send you. You will not walk on your own anymore. Can I have a receiving amen? Can I have a receiving amen? If you believe, you shout amen like fire. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. It was God's idea. 40 years ago, when Moses had given up, when Moses thought it has ended, it was God that called Moses and showed him an experience that he will never forget. Something will happen to you this month you will never forget in your life. Jump to verse 19. Verse 19. Hallelujah. But I'm sure, I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go. Not even by a mighty hand. He won't let you go. I know. I'm sure. I'm so sure. Therefore, these are the days of his power. And by the greatness of his power, the enemy shall submit. You are getting a new job. You are moving up. What God has said concerning you will come to pass. Let a new beginning be initiated in your life. Let what was not possible become possible for you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Just to refresh you, number one, I've come to deliver the people, is my idea. Number two, I'm sending you. Not what you decided to do. I am sending you. Please, let me say this. Don't think I was at a meeting many years ago. The convener of the meeting said something and somebody was in front. Somebody who had the key to that city before. He said, what God has asked me to do, God told someone else. He went somewhere else. I said, this man is wicked. Why will he say this? Even if God told you, you should keep it to yourself. Why would he say it? What God has asked Moses to do, believe me. Believe me. Don't think Moses was the first person that God spoke to. God will always have two boots. What is telling you right now, you are not the first he's talked to about it. Just to let you know. I pray for you again. What looked impossible will become possible. In the name of Jesus. How do things happen like this? 430 years. One night, they ate their food standing. They didn't sit down. They ate their food standing. God said, it's time, it's time. I want to ask a question. Where was the person that asked the question? Who made you a leader among us? When Moses returned. It takes knowing God to return to Pharaoh with a rod. it takes knowing God. Therefore, whatever is in your hand, whatever you carry, God will use it. You've been looking for an external thing. You've been looking for what somebody else has. But God will use what you have in the name of a threefold amen if you believe it. How do things happen? That for 40 years, what he waited for, what he wanted to do, and he has given hope, he has given up. God came in a burning bush and began to introduce him to it. No. How many of you have been there when you just go, no. God, don't excite me. If you came 20 years ago, but now I have a plan B. I found out that people that have given up like that, people that you don't have everything together, is only God. When the door settles, you will say it's only God that has helped you. They are the people that God waits like a man who is drowning in the swimming pool till all your strength fails. Everything fails but him. Then he shows up. I don't know who I'm sent to this morning. I pray for you. The month of August, we initiate a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. What was impossible for so long, you will collect it in the month of August. In verse 19, let me read verse 20 to you, chapter 3, verse 20. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. After that, it will let you go. God knows who Pharaoh was, exactly what he would do. This is Exodus 3. They left in Exodus 14. From Exodus 3, he was taught. This was a year before, because Moses did 9 plagues in 9 months. He said, I was struck. So when Moses was calling out the plagues, it was not his idea. That's your problem. You think it's your fasting, it's your prayer. You will fast, you will pray, but it must be God's idea. If you forget anything, don't forget what I've told you. People struggle in ministry because of this. People struggle in business because of this. People struggle in politics because of this. Whoever takes you to the mountain, we have to maintain you there. That was why Jesus Christ did not bow to the enemy when he got to the mountain. I pray for you. What you know to do, what you ought to do, according to Isaiah 48:17, he will teach you to profit. Amen. You will hear a voice, not only behind you, but within you. He will tell you, go this way. Amen. That will be your story. Amen. In Psalm 136 verse 11, I want to read 11 and 12 to you. Psalm 136 verse 11. And it brought out Israel from among them. For his mercy endures forever. Verse 12. With a strong hand. Don't forget this one. With an outstretched arm. The reason why his hand was strong was he stretched out his hand. How did God do it? He stretched out his hand. For somebody here, from morning till night, the hand of the Lord shall be heavy upon your vessel. If you believe, you shout a threefold amen. Amen. Suddenly, I don't know if I've told you this story. A woman in Ilorin, then I was growing up, told my mom. She was my mom's colleague, but she had money because she did business. Armed robbers came to my house, they raped my daughters, two of them. And you see, today they are doing sex. But what pained me was that they took my gold. It was when I became a pastor that I remembered what she said. For a house help, I just used that word. Actually, she was a slave. In other words, she wasn't a person, she was a property. Because for 400 years, no salary. Who can tell me how much they earned? Your house help, you still send money to the agent. For her to come and meet your wife. Eloma, yeah? I'm going for a wedding in my village. I need your gold. Not only gold, I need your garment. Now, if you go to meet the man of the house, you can say, well, for her to have asked, she needs it. Huh? You go to meet the wife. I feel like telling women to rise to their feet. And something compelled them. Now, I don't have time to show you. God already said it ahead of time. I will compel them. I will touch their heart. And when I tell the children of Israel to go and ask, the question you've not asked is this. Where did they get the gold and the garment? By having cheap labor. Making these guys work for 400 years, no salary. That's how they were able to save the money. So God paid them overnight. They are generational demons, I know that. But they are generational blessings. I pray the blessing your great grandfather has not been able to enter. Your grandfather has not been able to enter. Your father, if you're not greater than your father here, receive an upgrade. If you're not greater than your mother here, receive an upgrade. If one person will make in your family, I've prayed for you, it will be you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, enter into what they've not been able to enter. Drive what they've not been able to drive. Fly what they've not been able to fly. Can I hear your amen like thunder? How will I do it? I will put favor upon my people. House help. Exodus 12, 36. And the Lord has given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. There are some demands you are going to place in this life in August that you didn't place before. They didn't grant them what they wanted in their heart. It was what they demanded. Therefore, as you demand, there will be a new beginning. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? In Exodus 3:21, I don't have time. Exodus 3:21. I will give these people favor in the sight of these Egyptians. And it shall be. It was talking from Exodus 3. When you go, you shall not go empty-handed. Can I pray for somebody here? Ah, you're not coming out of that circumstance empty-handed. Your tears, your prayers, every single thing, the Lord remembers them today. If you believe it, shout a receiving amen. Let me warn you, if I don't say it, it won't come to pass. Whoever wants to speak, should speak as the oracles of God. This is a healing service. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from my front to my back, from my left to my right, everyone that understands the sound of my voice, wherever you are, in Port Harcourt, in Lagos, in Lorn, anywhere you are, receive what belongs to you. Receive what belongs to you. Receive what belongs to you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Genesis 39:21. Hallelujah. The Lord was with Joseph. And he showed him mercy. And gave him what? Favor in the sight of what? The keeper of prison. When you are done, here's the key of the prison. Lock everybody. Who does that? Every investigation carried out in Kujem prison, you've not heard that they gave one prisoner the key. That's why they've not fired somebody. The keeper of the inn. His children were there. His wife was there. He should have given his first son. It was Joseph he trusted. I don't know if you've thought about this. What was the jail time of Joseph? Life imprisonment. Who ever thought Joseph would ever come out? Somebody here, you're coming out. I'm speaking as a man that God has touched his mouth that calls from the altar. You are coming out. If you believe it, a threefold amen. Please be seated. I ask, can I have your gold? Can I have your diamond? Can I have your silver? Diamond, silver. It doesn't end there. Can I have your clothes? Every woman shall ask our neighbor. They didn't live in the same place. So neighbor means a boss. Articles of silver, articles of gold, and of clothing. And you shall put them on your sons and your daughters. Not only you. Put them on everybody. Everybody. That's why God didn't only save people. Even animals were saved. Because some of the things God wanted to demand for were on the animals. That is the way you plunder the Egyptians. You are not coming out empty-handed. Imagine your wife saying, sweetheart, in what way can I help Adija? She's waking up at night and thinking, in what way? She didn't know what came upon her. Packed everything. Something compelled her. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out with substance in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 106 verse 46. Psalm 106 verse 46. It made them also to be pitied by all who carried them away captives. There was something upon them. Pray in the name of Jesus. You're not leaving empty handed. I don't know about you. Maybe you've worked more than me. I've never seen a healing minister who wasn't sick or had a sick child before and overcame it. That was how he could heal other people. I've never seen somebody walking in prosperity grace who wasn't poor before. That was how he discovered something along the line. Somebody here, according to 2 Corinthians 3 verse 2 and 3, I pray in the name of Jesus, God of all comfort, And God of all mercy, I pray in the name of Jesus, you are not coming out empty-handed. You are not coming out empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, as the Father pities a son that serves him, he will have pity on you. Favor is on you. If you believe, he shout him in like fire. Please understand this. Not that there will not be opposition. He said they will not go out without a strong hand. God knows. He knows what your boss wants. He knows. I don't know. Fill in the blanks. He knows. He knows what the system wants. He knows everything that you are afraid of. So you meet an obstacle on the way. I'm not part of the people that pastor preached about. You are the one I'm sent to. Because this type of thing, nobody can share the glory. Not even the pastor can share the glory. It's an impossible circumstance. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you are not coming out empty-handed. In the name of Jesus. In Acts 7, let's look at the testimony of Stephen. In Acts 7 verse 10, he was talking about Joseph. Acts 7 verse 10. And delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor. Karibababa. Kasatariba. Kashantariba. You know, your troubles are too many. You can't even say amen. You are the one I'm sent to. You are the one I came to church for. He delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. That phrase, I can spend a year talking about it. That was the most powerful king, the most powerful president at the time. In the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he made him, he didn't only release him, he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Receive the wisdom. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. If it was correct, I would have told you. Amen. Shout amen like fire. Amen. Let believing show your amen. Pharaoh got to the farmland and met nobody. One demon. Get to the fire. Somebody's going to take money from you and give you an interpretation. Are they doing me? When did I release them? Went to their house. Went to Goshen. Nobody was there. Because God told them to eat in a hurry. You'd have thought God, who evacuated them in a hurry, who evacuated them in a hurry, will suddenly take them through the shorter cut. But it took them through the longer cut. Your problem is not that you know where you're going. God has spoken to you. The route God is taking you through, you are pissed off. It's long. God said, I know there's a shortcut. In 8 days, 7 days, you are there. But I don't want you to. I want Pharaoh, Exodus chapter 14. He said, I want Pharaoh to think the wilderness has closed in, that they missed their way. That's the way I want him to think. Because I want to set him up. I want to use him, put my glory on display. Can I talk to you the way I want to talk to you? There are people that God is sponsoring to destroy themselves. They are walking. They are meeting. But their destruction is inevitable.
Let it happen the way I've described it. Let it happen the way I've described it. Let it happen the way I've described it. If you believe it, shout at me like fire. The reason why God took you through the longer cut is very simple. It's to prove in your life that God is God. You would not have believed it. You would be hearing like Job about God. You will not have experiential knowledge of God. I pray for somebody here that you've been going through longer cut. The way I prayed, the way I fasted, the way I thought it should happen, is not happening that way. God will console you. God will give you the spirit of patience. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Opposition is a proof that God is God. Opposition. No, if you are going the route of the enemy, will the devil oppose you? Particularly, every time you want to move forward, the devil strikes. You should know that there's something about where you're going to. I pray for somebody here. The month of August for you shall be a month of new beginning. If you believe, you shout amen like fire. Let me announce to you. Are you ready for this? The hand that has planned to save you, do not break. Therefore, don't be scared. The plan will never be aborted. In the name of Jesus. I'm excited in this place today that God offered his hand. I'm not the one that told him to. He offered his hand. He saved them not with a mighty hand, but with an outstretched arm. When it's his time, it is time. For somebody here, it is your time. I want to ask you a question. Could God not have made Pharaoh not to see them when they were going the way of Paharoid? Between Migdol and the sea. God could have made them not to be seen. They were walking, no equipment, no fighting thing. Pharaoh had a chariot that he could just drive through them and mow them down like a grass. You blame them that they shouted, Moses! At least in Egypt, we'll die one after the other. We'll bury them in Egypt, in Goshen, where all of us will die at once. Here. It will be history. Was it not what we warned you about? Any enemy that is stronger than you, pursuing you, when you are pursuing what God has asked you to do, they will bow before you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Naturally, they should have gone the shorter cut. How did Pharaoh know the way that they passed? They must have been singing. They never believed their fortune. Somebody in the month of August, down to December, you will not believe what the Lord will do. When you heard the testimony, the brother didn't believe it. While he was celebrating his wife got a job. I pray for you. What will happen to you? You'll be beating yourself. Am I the one? Am I the one? Am I the one? Am I the one? The theme of this year will be a reality in your family. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Sit down. God told Moses, why are you crying? Be bold. Tell the people to go forward. Eh? Pardon? Nobody has navigated the Red Sea before. Tell the people to go forward. Eh? Tell the people to go forward. in the month of August, you will go forward. No matter the obstacle, you'll go forward. I love the version that says, tell them to march forward. God will never tell you, go behind, go back. He told them, I would have taken you through the shorter route, but you can see war and go back. And it's not my doing, if I'm part of anything, that you go back. I want to take you through a route that you never go back. No antecedent to that effect. I didn't say it that you repeat what I've done or what some. I say it's a new beginning. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let something new be initiated in your life. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Shout amen like fire. God said to them, the Egyptians you see today, in my plan, you'll see them no more. You will not see them again. Not that new enemies will not come, but these ones, you'll not see them again. Can you pray in tongues if you believe it? Somebody pray in tongues right there. In Jesus' precious name, we prayed. God said, this is something that is going to do for somebody. It became light. They didn't pass in the afternoon. They passed all night. How many were they there? All night. I've been to the Red Sea. All night. How many were they? Hello, somebody. The Bible says they walked on dry land. I wish I had time. I don't have time. They didn't walk. We've been to the beach. When water comes and goes, those who go to the, their legs are wet. They walked on dry land. So there's an intensity. The Bible says by the blast of his nostril, the water saw him and fled. So there was an intensity that froze the water up. There was an intensity that dried the land. Heat and cold at the same time. What was impossible for you, in the name of Jesus, you're entering the possibility. I'm not speaking with ordinary mouth. I've come here for somebody. I don't know if I knew you were, I would take a picture with you. But I know you are coming out in the name of Jesus with a testimony. You may be in Lagos, you may be in Port Harcourt, you may be in Loring, you may be in Gwarimpa, you may be in Lugbe, you may be in Maraba. I prophesy to you. You may be here in Guzape. I prophesy to you. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out with a testimony. A threefold amen if you believe it. Suddenly, the Egyptians that it was a light to the Jewish people, to the Egyptians, darkness. How did he do it? Have you thought about it? The next thing he did, he removed their tires. Their wheels were heavy. They were not on the spot, they were going around. Pharaoh is stubborn. Said, no, lights must show somewhere. They were going around. Remember? They crossed all night. So all night, they were going around. Suddenly, they appeared on the other side. God told Moses, I told you something. I said, the Pharaoh you see today, the Egyptians you see today, you see no more. He said, yes, sir. So let them get to the middle. It is travesty for you to think you can pass where I passed. Because the way was open. For you to think you can pass where I passed is travesty. How did Moses do it? The hand of the Lord. That hand will be mighty upon you. That hand will be mighty upon you.
Tap your neighbor, tell them, I don't have anything, though. I don't have that capital. I don't have that experience. I don't know people like you know people, but I have the hand of the Lord. I have the hand of the Lord. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. I don't only have the arm of the Lord, I have the outstretched arm of the Lord. I don't know if you have seen Psalm 44 verse 3. Psalm 44 verse 3. I don't know if you have seen it. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword. They didn't say they didn't use sword. It was not theirs. Nor did their arm save them. It was your right hand. Kari baba baba. It was your arm and the light of countenance. Your light of countenance because you favored them. Receive the favor of the Lord. In August, receive the favor of the Lord. Please don't look at my hand, though. I don't have weapon. I don't know anybody. On our side, no weapon, no nothing. On the other side, forget what. Let's even forget what they call it. Their chariot alone was a weapon. Just driving through the people alone, we naturally speak. Are we just going to be here praying? Exactly. That's what we're going to be doing. That's what we're going to be doing. But our prayer has not seen result. Pray more. Pray more. And also, seven people around you say, I will make it for 3 days prayer and fasting. I don't care if you don't make it. I will make it. I will come. The Egyptians you see today. But tell the people to go forward. I prophesy to you, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Ah, Pastor, there's serpentous mountains here. Go forward. Pharaoh is behind me, chasing me. I have not even told him. Go forward. In the name of Jesus. By all means, you don't have eyes behind you. Your legs are facing forward. Therefore, go forward. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Let me announce to you, Red Sea is not an obstacle. It's not an obstacle. You may think so. It's just your thoughts. The God that's why I started by telling you, God must be involved. That was why God told Moses everything, every part of the plan before he carried it out. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, where the enemy thought you are lost and the thought you are bewildered, you go forward in their very eyes. In Psalm 102 verse 13, I can't talk about this without quoting Psalm 102 verse 13. You will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor, yea, the set time. It's not going to come. It has come. Therefore, somebody pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Say, my set time has come. Don't play with this moment. It's a long time I've come with a prophetic message like this. I can't hear you. I don't care where you are. I don't care which campus you are. If God has said it's your time, it's your time. What you bind on earth shall be what has already been bound. Things are going down in your sight and you are keeping quiet? No. God has sent me to you this morning. Rabobobobo kasataribaba. Pray in tongues. It's possible you not prayed for weeks. Start here. I can hear you. As you're praying here, things happen in your village. Your case is different. You stand out in your family. Come on, pray in tongues. Pray against near success syndrome. Deal with that thing in the spirit. Come out with a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You will fight men where men think they've already conquered. And you will win. God will fight for you. His hands shall be heavy upon your adversary. Welcome to your new beginnings. In the name of Jesus. Let impossibilities become possible. You will bring water out of the rock. The rock shall give you honey. That will be your portion. I command the symptoms right where you are. I don't care the campus where you are, to disappear from your body. In the name of Jesus, you will shock medical history. In the name of Jesus, receive a job that will comfort you on every side. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? Let your new beginning begins. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because you came here today, any campus where you showed up, in the name of Jesus, let your life jack up again. Let your life jack up again. I don't know where you've gone. I don't know what you've done. I speak as a prophet. I declare, let your life jack up again. You'll be laid for tragedy. Every plot of the enemy over you, over your family, is aborted now. Receive money miracles. In the name of Jesus. In Exodus 14:24. I wanted 24 and 25 to you. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked upon the army of the Egyptians and through the pillar of fire and cloud. So cloud was with them, fire was with the children of Israel. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. That's not what I want you to say. He took off their chariot wheel. So they drove with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us run from the face of the Israelites. For the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Pray in tongues. The Lord fights for them. The Lord fights for them. God will fight for you. Where you can't defend yourself, God will defend you. Where you cannot say this, how the case is, God will say for you. God will scatter the plan of the crafty. I can't hear you. They drove with difficulty. Rabba ba 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 ba. Kasentari ba ba ba. There's a reason why I told you to pray in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you speak mysterion. You don't know the source. Some of the problems didn't start with you. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Karebaka shintari baba. Come on, somebody. Follow the instruction. If you can't pray in tongues yet, say, Jesus is Lord. Over my circumstance, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray it. Welcome to your new beginning. In Jesus' precious name.